Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Alrighty, next one I have. This is kind of a... I'm going to do half of this on YouTube and the other half on Rumble and Locals only because I'm not allowed to talk about some of this stuff. So crafty men are now using the woke's own rules against them. They're kind of seeing like, hey, you know what? If you're going to come up with these silly rules and all this weird stuff, I'll play your game. I'm going to use it to my advantage. And I got, like I said, I'll do two stories here on YouTube. And then the last one, I'm going to move over to Locals because I know I can't do it on YouTube. They say as of January 1st, Swiss citizens may change their gender on paper for the price of 75 Swiss francs, which is not very much. 4 days after the law was implemented, a man, and they say born XY, by the name of Lusamer Zitung, probably just butchered that, found a way to benefit from this ruling. He completed a 10-minute interview and paid the fee to become a woman. Now, she may receive early retirement benefits as women in Switzerland can retire 1 year earlier than men. Under Swiss law, her actions, I love how they're calling her, are legal. This is an unexpected variable for the ongoing pension crisis. Will more men opt to become women on paper to receive early pension benefits? Will people change their gender to avoid serving in the military? Probably. Now, that's all there is to the whole story right there. But what I love about this, and I have one more I'm going to cover as well, which is a little bit older. It's been out there a little while. But this is what you get when you start making things. You can be whatever you want and however you want and whatever. It doesn't matter. So that means that I can apply when they talk about, and I did this on earlier here, when they say from Morgan Stanley, they say minority only intern program where you have to be either Black, Hispanic, Native American, and or part of the alphabet community. Okay. How do you prove that you are or are not? There probably isn't a way. I mean, I don't think you have to go in and do something specific. So I can, could I then walk in and say I am part of the gay Latino community? And they say, I mean, could they say prove it? No, I'm not going to go get a DNA test to get a job. How dare you? I'm going to bring my high how dare you button back.
How dare you
try to make me do that? What do you mean? I'm a woman. I'm a woman. Or I like men. How do you prove that? You can't. Or disprove it. You can't. It's a trap of their own making. If my driver's license says I'm a woman, I don't care. Why would I care? If it'll save me money, if it'll let me get a job I want or an internship. Because remember, it's fluid. Today I feel like this. Tomorrow I feel like something else. It's okay. Stunning and brave. It's going to work against them. It's going to work against them. And then they're going to have their own catch-22 where if they try to say that you're not, you can scream, oh my gosh, you're persecuting me. How dare you not believe that I'm such a thing? That's what the society without rules is not a society. From motorone.com, a guy becomes a woman to save money on car insurance. They say he or she just wanted to buy a Chevrolet Cruze, but being a guy would cost him a lot. They say the concept of gender appropriation isn't a new thing, and oftentimes women are at the disadvantage. That's why there are more feminist groups these days aimed at correcting the status quo of the equality. The debate as to who's wrong and who's right is for a different discussion altogether, though. That's because it's a difficult conversation to have. However, as absurd as it sounds, it seems like there's a different type of appropriation happening in Canada. Apparently, younger men below the age of 25 are given higher premiums in car insurance policies, and this story from CBC News brings a certain truth to that. A 23-year-old guy at the shorter end of the stick tried to beat the system and actually won. CBC News called him David, so let's stick with that. David, a resident of Alberta, wanted to buy a fully optioned Chevrolet Cruze, but little did he know his driving records, which included a collision and a ticket or two, boosted his premium up to Canadian $4,500 or $3,422 a year. That's almost $300 a month just for insurance on a car. That's why I always say buy used when you're younger. Well, buy used whenever. However, an idea struck him. He asked the insurance company what his costs were if he was a woman. The answer, $2,600, or about $200 a month, which would have saved him roughly $841 a year, or $70 a month. That's enough money to buy him fuel for at least 2 or 3 weeks. So basically, it's like getting free gas. He said, I was pretty angry about that, and I didn't feel like getting screwed over anymore. And so, as any angry person would have done, David did his research and found out how he can change from a guy to a girl in the insurance policy. First, he needed to get a doctor's note that said he likes to be identified as a woman in his personal documents. He then had it processed in the provincial government's office. And then after a few weeks, he received his new birth certificate that showed his gender as a woman. With that, he updated his driver's license and ultimately his insurance policy. He said, I was quite shocked, but I was also relieved. It felt like I beat the system. It felt like I won. David was aware that his method he used to change his gender was for Albertans who wanted to correct their gender on legal documents to reflect who they really were. However, his intention was to beat the obscure insurance policy system and did not attack the diversity. He said, I didn't do it to point out how easy it was to change. I didn't do it to make fun of anybody. At the end of the day, it looked like David got what he wanted, a shiny Chevrolet Cruze with a cheaper insurance policy. He might want to keep his identity, though, because the Insurance Bureau of Canada might file a fraudulent claim against him if they find out. But how are they going to find out? Don't you see? That's how he really feels. It's how he really identifies himself. And that's perfectly fair. That's perfectly fair. Now, the last part of this article I'm going to talk about is guys who want to be seen as women when it comes to being put in the prison systems. But that's too spicy for YouTube. So if you're on YouTube, sorry, got to join me over on Locals Better Bachelor for that stuff. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com, where we've got free speech forums. We talk about everything under the sun. I do individual one-off videos. I do live streams. I do special individual content over there for supporters. And you can support me for about 13 cents a day. So join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com, and we'll see you next time.